times more soybean protein than meat protein. If you care about animals, good health, and the earth, please consider becoming a vegetarian. The lives you save may include your own. For free, tasty vegetarian recipes and a DVD, call PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, at 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEG-FOOD. Visit online at goveg.com. That's goveg.com. This message has been sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you.
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sunsets light to the first fire of autumn. We settle down to cut ourselves apart. Cough and twitch from the news on your face, and some foreign candle. Dawn break. grass and summertime. Blind to the last curse of the fair, pistols and countless eyes, trail of our blood betrays the reckless route the craft is running. Feet to the sun turns into wood, dowsing an ancient torch. Loiter the whole day through and lose yourself in lines dissecting love. And my notes on your stay offer me little, but doting on a crime. We've turned every stone, and for all our invention in matters of love lost, we've no recourse at all. To the last curse of the fair, pistols and countless eyes, trail of wet blood betrays the reckless route your craft is running. Feet to the sun turns into wood, dowsing an ancient torch.
That was The Past and Pending by The Shins. Great band, The Shins. Actually, I don't really have opinions on The Shins. Good morning. You're listening to 915 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour.
Coming in a little late.
I disagree. I think we just did two intro songs. I don't think anyone was late here at all.
Yeah. Strolling in the door at 11:06, like, oh, it's no big deal.
I don't know what you're talking
Can
about.
Can you get me an orange mango Snapple?
I was obviously here at 4 minutes and 30 seconds ago so that I could put on... The Shins, Past and Pending.
Quite true.
My name is Zach Going. I'm joined here by my guests. Introduce yourselves, guests. Chris first.
Hi, I'm Chris.
That's Chris.
Sean.
I'm always
Sean.
Here.
Hi, I'm Catherine.
That's Catherine.
She's sitting across the room and yelling into a microphone, actually.
Okay, so I get that audio hearing, but I don't think it's as drastic.
Catherine, go ahead and speak into the microphone.
Yeah, can you speak? Can you say the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane?
No, I can't.
Okay. See, I feel like that was fine.
A little bit better than it normally is.
I'll, like, say something about the audio levels and the thing.
You did lean
this
in.
This is so interesting.
I can't have a problem with this because my mom says I have a face made for radio.
Oh. Self-shade. Self-shade. You know, Chris, I'm very interested in some facts about the day today. What day is it, actually?
Today is July 27th, 2017. And on this day, some 18 years ago.
That would be 1999.
1999. Tonus Hawk, otherwise known as Tony Hawk.
Tonus Hawk?
Yeah, like Thomas, except...
I'm pretty sure it's Anthony.
No, no, it's Tonus.
I assume his name is Anthony Archibald Hawk.
Anthony Archibald Hawk.
Anthony
anyway.
Archibald Hawk. Let's Google it. Let's Google it, friends.
Anyway.
Anthony Archibald Hawk.
Anyway, on this day in 1999, Tony Hawk, famous for his video game series, landed something called a 900 on a skateboard. Ever heard of it?
Yes. I assume it's when you spin around 900 times.
Yes, 900 spins. It is a 900-degree turn on a skateboard.
Well, what would that be? That's two full rotations is 720.
Yep, it's 2.5
full
rotations.
So 2.5 full rotations. That's pretty amazing.
It took him a bunch of tries. It didn't actually count in the competition that it happened in.
No.
But he landed it.
Why
didn't
it count?
It was on the X Games. Because the competition was over, and he was determined. He's like, I'm going to land this 900. And he landed a 900. It was the greatest day in the history of our sport. It was fantastic. I remember watching it live. I was 5.
Wow. That's actually really impressive for a 5-year-old.
Yeah. I was big into skateboarding because I was playing Tony Hawk games.
I recently bought a skateboard. I recently got a skateboard as a present.
Like a skateboard or a longboard?
A skateboard, not a longboard.
Ooh.
Yes.
You want me to teach you?
What do you mean, want me to teach me? I can move around on it. I'm just bad at it.
I can teach you, like...
Can you ollie? Moves? You can ollie?
Yeah, I can do more than ollie, Zach.
Really?
Yeah. I skateboarded for
I didn't know that.
8 years.
I thought you just played Tony Hawk video games.
No. No, I was an active child.
I'm trying to Google Tony Hawk, and it's not letting me.
Tonus Archibald Hawk.
Anthony. Anthony Hawk. It's definitely Anthony Hawk. Or actually, honestly, I'm not even...
Anthony Frank Hawk.
I don't want to know if Hawk is not his real name.
No, it's his...
I'd be sad.
It's his birth name, Anthony Frank Hawk.
Why is Tufts Wi-Fi being stupid? I'm not in any way endorsing Tufts Wi-Fi. Don't buy Tufts Wi-Fi. Yeah. The Wi-Fi. Should we go into music? Why isn't the spotlight search on my computer working? Why is everything bad? Oh no. We're just gonna get into some music, friends. That's what we're gonna do.
Music friends?
Music friends? Yes. True. Here is Elliot Smith covering a George Harrison song. Hooray!
Cover. Please welcome Granddaddy, we're all gonna play it. We just learned it today. You can sing along if you want. Just a second.
Thank you.
Now, maybe that'll be our PSA. We'll save that. And now I led into that. So people are going to be like, what's the PSA?
What's the PSA? All three of what our listeners.
Ooh.
Hi, Zach's
okay,
parents.
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on. Plus people in the car. Let's not forget, there's 10 plus people in the car. Wow, that is low for
Wait,
us.
How do you know there's people in the car?
I mean, we can assume that there are people in the car, right? Yeah. I think.
Maybe.
That's probably a bad assumption to make.
Someone whose radio got sometimes. Stuck and can't change it. Why won't this work?
Why is I don't it stuck in the awful this? College radio channel?
Yeah. Dead
or,
air.
Or people... I'm thinking people in, like... From, like, the Connecticut area, maybe, where 91.5 might be, like, a quality channel, who just kind of left it on as they, like, drove up to Boston and are in for a real treat.
Oh, hi there. Hi there. How are you?
Treat. That's your Connecticut voice?
No.
Oh, hi there. How are you?
No, that's my Canadian voice.
It's a very Minnesotan.
I know, but I went Canadian.
Voice. I was thinking Maine. Like, hi there. How are you? Like, ooh, I'm from the north of Maine, eh? Like,
that's Canada.
Yeah,
the north of Maine.
I'm
oh, I'm from Canada.
I'm from North
oh,
Maine.
Oh, hi there.
Ooh. I went to graduated Bowdoin.
Don't you know?
1983.
The Astro Hour would like to apologize to all of our Canadian listeners.
All none of them.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. So sorry.
Sorry.
I love the coast of Maine.
So sorry. Go ahead. I wrote some maple syrup, eh?
I wrote my entrance essay to Bowdoin about how much I love the coast of Maine, eh?
Keep your stick on the ice, eh? You know, and a loose puck
that was,
can come
that
your
was
way.
An actual, I'm not even joking, that was an actual prompt for one of the Bowdoin supplements was
what?
Write about how much you appreciate the coast of Maine.
Wow.
What?
I'm like, what?
Wait, what?
Well, it's like, they were like saying, here are three of like our Bowdoin values. Write your essay about one of them. And one of them was like appreciation for the coast of Maine.
Wow.
Okay.
And the other one was like a commitment to the common good, which duh, that's what I wrote about because that's easy.
Yeah.
And then like another one was like academic achievement or something. Like a throwaway. Like, yeah.
It's funny because it's Bowdoin.
Yeah, it's funny because it's Bowdoin. Bowdoin with a class sizes of 900. Or actually, I think there might be 900 undergrad.
I went to UMass Boston.
So all I know is that our football team is better.
That's really more of an insult to Bowdoin's football team than it is talking us up.
Oh, I know.
Lowell doesn't even have a football team.
Lowell doesn't have a football team?
They used to, but they were so bad they got rid of it.
That's sad.
Wow.
And now
that
they
honestly is extremely surprising to me.
Now they sell UMass Lowell football undefeated shirts because we've been undefeated for years now.
They sell
that at Emory too.
They sell that at
Because their whole thing is not having a football team. Like, that's the only reason you would go to Emory is like, I want a school without a football team that's in a city that feels like soup. Just kidding. I should have gone to Emory.
So muggy. They sell those shirts at my sister's school too because they just never had a football team.
Yeah.
So they're undefeated since 1968.
Yeah.
I think 68.
We have a hockey team.
Jessica's
going to
text me.
Yeah, how many?
Like,
mm-hmm. How many?
Or my
how
dad.
How many NCAA titles has UMass Lowell won?
For what?
Hockey.
Oh, I don't know.
Zero.
I don't know
it's
these
guys. The answer is zero.
Yeah. But, you know, they're still pretty good. I think they beat BC this year, right? Didn't they knock them out or something?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did.
When BC
That's
had,
right.
BC had
okay,
zero juniors.
This is not a sports show. This is not, no. We're ending this right now. This is not a sports show. I'm not a fan. Ooh, trains. Honestly, if I could name this show the Locomotive Hour, I would. I actually could. So I won't.
Why
don't you change it to locomotion?
Because I think I like space a little more than I like trains, but I enjoy trains
very
much.
Why don't you
make
the theme song?
Do the locomotion.
That'd be perfect.
That's fair.
Woo!
We did it.
Undefeated
the
since 1967, says my dad. Hold on. I just realized
Who's
I've
been undefeated since 67?
I've got some cool... I've got an app that I use for background noise when I'm sleeping. That just does either wave or rain noise. So now, we've got refreshing waves.
I have the exact
background.
Same app.
It's a great app. Right?
I know that app.
Rain is an awesome app.
Yep.
The Astro Hour
brought to you by Rain. This is the summer rain setting.
Ooh, summer rain. That's
ooh,
nice.
Just
I have
listen to
a
nice pitter patter.
I have to go with
my
personal favorite, rain on a tent.
Ooh, rain on a tent is great. Okay, that's bad audio. Bad audio. Let me just do rain on a tent. Rain on a tent is very pleasant, though.
Yeah, I like to hear it hit stuff, you know?
Oh, just hearing that on the vinyl.
Ooh, I'm gonna fall asleep.
Oh,
this is great.
That sounds great. Shout out to my coworker, Will Kostick, who just texted me saying that he's listening. Thank you, Will.
Will, if you'd like to call in, I'm kidding, you can't.
Yeah, good. I was about to mute all the
mics.
Whatever
you do, don't call 85.
Thank you.
Need someone.
We're just
going to
have
Saturday
to
night.
Stall.
Nope. Ooh,
I got the night fever. Saturday night fever. Hey.
I almost bought.
That's terrible. Restarting the computer.
There's a record store up in Rochester, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Where I go to. And they have copies of the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack on vinyl for $1. Mm-hmm. I almost bought 4 of them.
It's a great album. Oh, hey. Who's that at the... Who's
I'm
that?
Gary Johnson, Catherine. Former governor of New Mexico. Last year, my state became the 12th state to allow medical use of marijuana by patients who are seriously ill. Some people were surprised that a Republican governor supports medical marijuana, but I'm hardly alone. Groups like the American College of Physicians, American Nurses Association, and American Public Health Association have all acknowledged the medical value of marijuana.
He just walked in here with a speech.
New research about medical marijuana is coming out almost every day, showing remarkable potential in all sorts of serious conditions, including cancer, AIDS, and chronic pain. But some in government still want to put politics and ideology ahead of public health. To learn more about medical marijuana and what you can do to help, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thanks.
Bye, Gary.
Wow, bye, Gary.
Bye,
thanks.
Gary.
Thanks so much for stopping. I wish you could say more words, but it looks like you don't want to.
Yep.
That was a lot of words.
Goes. Yep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Gary.
Yep. He gave us a nice knock on the door.
He still doesn't know about that place.
You ruined a lot of stuff, Aleppo. Gary. You ruined a lot of stuff.
But you were great on Samantha Bee.
Still doesn't know about Aleppo.
He was great on Samantha Bee. That was fun.
Honestly.
he's a great guy. I just don't want him to be president.
Or
Gary Johnson.
Near any seat of power, really.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, governor, sure.
Governor of a state I don't live in? Yeah, you do that. You do you,
Be
Gary.
Governor of
yeah.
New Mexico. I don't live in New Mexico. Like, sure.
Yeah, that's somebody
if the people
problem.
Of New Mexico are gonna vote you governor, more power to him.
That is their problem.
More power to him. You know,
mm-hmm.
If he ran for governor of Massachusetts, would not support.
We did elect Charlie
would not
Baker.
Support. That's true. Although I feel like Gary Johnson is distinctly a step below Charlie
he is
Baker.
Quite different.
A
yes.
step. A step.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Maybe two. We'll see. We'll see.
Politics.
Who knows? Politics.
Garble, rabble.
Let trans people in the military.
Yes.
Oh, no, there's an angry mob.
Oh, hey. Oh, look at that bottle getting bigger and bigger.
Why is that brick coming at us?
That brick looks big. Is it getting warm in here, or is that just fire?
These are so original.
No, it's not like
we
Sean came up with all of these
week.
Beforehand.
Chief script writer here.
Yeah.
What? Chief script writer?
Yep.
Wow.
You're giving yourself the writing credit?
That brick sounds like it's getting even bigger. Oh no, here it comes.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh.
Step up in the sound production area.
Oh wow, look at that window. It's all shattered.
Yeah. Oh. I'm trying to
any Tufts officials listening, there's no actual broken window. This is all for the sake of comedy. Please do not come to the station.
Yeah, yeah. Facilities. I know you're right next door. What is that sound? Oh, that's the construction.
That's actual construction.
That's the actual construction. Hold on, let me get rain on a tent to try to drown it out. Do you guys hear that rain on a tent?
No, it just sounds like we're in the middle of a storm inside of a tent.
Yeah, I thought that was you playing some song, and I was like, wow, this is a very, very screamy song.
Okay. Let's not do the broken window. There are a lot of sounds playing right now. And the only one I want to hear is the pleasant sound of rain on a tent. That's all I want.
Quick, put on.
What is this? Stop it. I don't.
Quick, start playing more sounds.
Wait, since when is, no, you're cut off. Wait, I just want to know Tony Hawk's real name. What is happening right now?
A lot. There's a lot happening.
Tony Hawk, his real name. Oh, wow, you're right. Are you just playing all
just
of the GarageBand sound cues?
Thank you. just sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now, when the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's alright. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's alright. I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye is too good a word, gal, so I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind, you could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time, but don't think twice, it's alright. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never did before. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering all the way down the road. Loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Diplomat in the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kinda older, I trip the merry-go-round with this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing. The Calliope crashed to the ground. Spot and throws his lover in the sand. And some bloodshot forget-me-not whisper daddies with an earshot save the buckshot, turn up the band. And she was blinded by a light, oh, cut loose like a noose, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, she got down, but she never got tight. But she'll make it. Feeling a romance. Yeah, he was blinded by the light. Oh,
Blinded by the Light by Bruce Springsteen. First song off their first album. I'm a little obsessed with the first songs off the first album of musicians. Queen, Keep Yourself Alive, which is my favorite Queen song.
We played that
first
last
song
week.
Off their first album. Yes, I play it very often because I love it so much.
I love that album.
First song of the first album for Led Zeppelin is Communication Breakdown. Like, it created like an iconic riff in the first like 3 seconds of their first recording ever.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Hello.
Hello.
Jerry.
What?
Jerry.
What is that?
Jerry.
Oh, is that Elaine?
Jerry. Jerry, come in here.
Hold on.
Jerry, where are you?
What is this?
What's going on?
Goodbye, Richard Simmons. Oh my God. That was Gary Johnson's search party.
Oh,
Richard Simmons looking for Gary Johnson.
Hold on.
I thought that would play a little better than it did, but apparently it didn't.
Neil,
I feel like that played pretty well. Like, I liked it.
I like it. It's a little, you know, let's be honest, our vibe is a little absurdist.
No.
For example,
I feel like that was Gary's mom. Like, why are you talking about pot?
Gary.
On the radio, Gary.
Thanks, Richard Simmons. Have a good day.
Gary, stop.
You better not be doing that marijuana again.
The marijuana. You should stop breaking into radio places. Here is Cheers intro 1982.
What was that?
That's the intro to Cheers, where everybody knows your name.
I don't know what.
You've never watched Cheers before?
I've seen Cheers.
Well, then you know the theme song.
Yes, apparently I do.
Bum,
ba-da-da-ba-da-bum,
bum, bum, Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay.
Exactly.
Wow.
All right, kids.
Here is Lenny Kravitz's Fly Away. Well, that's actually an ad.
A short song by Lenny Kravitz.
you really didn't go
Wow, Lenny
that crazy
Kravitz
on.
Going into...
Oh, hey, wait. No.
I wish that I could fly, that I could fly, that I could fly.
That was Lenny Kravitz with Fly Away.
What is going on?
I think the answer to that is that Neil Cicierega just has a lot of time on his hands.
We are down with the memes.
We are down with the memes. We've already said this. Hashtag down with the memes. So when I was looking at our Twitter, go follow us at the Astro Hour.
Great plug. We're not getting paid by Twitter, though.
Call us at...
Don't
call us.
No.
Yeah, you should not call the number that I'm not going to read.
Good.
But you could look it up online. Just
yeah. You can, theoretically.
WMFO.org. It has the number online.
That is entirely
true. WMFO are also I'm saying, the last four I am letters saying, of the number.
I am saying not to call it.
I agree.
Am saying do not call it. However, you are able to look the number up and call us. But I'm saying not to. We have a rule on this show.
I was thinking maybe we should potentially, if we can, extend the show a little bit. But, maybe.
I don't know if the award-winning listeners.
Maybe not. The award-winning listeners. Our listeners have won awards, and yet we haven't.
Their listening skills
are... Yeah, they've won an award for listening.
Hold on, let's see how much. We're still at 10. We haven't lost any. Or if we've lost any, we've gained some.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Hey, in that case... Sup.
Sup. Sup, new listeners. Chris sounds like he is yelling is a text I got from my mom.
I am yelling.
Mom, he is yelling.
I am never...
He's very angry.
Guys, I am never not yelling.
I just called that number, and it did not, do anything. It didn't ring in here. So.
Wait, really?
Which number are you referring to?
The phone is not working.
Let's not...
Well, it's 855.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
One on the wall. It's kind of weird that it starts with 855 when you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next few numbers are especially weird.
It didn't ring in here, so guys, if you call us, which you shouldn't, we won't pick up because it won't ring.
I don't know what the deal is, man. I can't even read
the second number.
Yeah. Is that because you're blind?
Yeah.
Or that's the local. The local.
What
well, no,
I'm
you know,
saying,
okay. Hey,
no,
we're looking at something. the it's radio.
Great radio.
Sometimes I honestly, I think the reason I'm so comfortable up here is because I've honestly at this point forgot that my voice is being broadcast to people.
But it's mostly like your parents.
Yeah. It is true.
And
two
people
of
who forgot,
the 10 people are my parents.
And people who got their radio stuck.
People who got really high last night and just kind of left it on.
Thank you to Zach's mom for tweeting to follow and listen to at the Astro Hour.
Did she actually tweet that?
Yes, she did.
Those nice Connecticut folk with Northern Maine accents.
Hey, I'm from Connecticut.
Hey, sorry.
From Connecticut.
Sorry,
graduated Bowdoin.
Stick on the ice, eh?
There are only 10 people in my class at Bowdoin.
Oh, our national sport is lacrosse, but it's also hockey. Hey,
we had a really big class at Bowdoin. It had a whole 14 people in it.
Ooh. Hey, Justin Trudeau, hey.
The Maine shoreline, eh?
Coast of Maine.
Oh, Governor Trudeau.
Hey, don't you know?
Trudeau.
Maple syrup.
Ooh, I voted Susan Collins. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Senator of Connecticut.
Sorry.
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 Anyway.
Connecticut. Ooh, yes, vote Murphy, yeah.
What was that?
Vote Murphy. Chris Murphy.
Oh.
Senator from Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely guy. Rain on a tent.
One of the most attractive people in the U.S. Senate.
I don't know how true that is.
Rain on a tent.
Murphy's cute.
My mother brings this up every time that she sees him. He walked across all of Connecticut. He hiked from one border of Connecticut to the other.
Know your state, people. Know your state.
Yeah. That's,
if you're gonna run it, know your state.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You gotta see it all.
Know
you
every
see
inch
the
of
whole
that state.
Yeah.
The senators of Texas and Nevada and such.
Go walk
must be
it.
Very fit. Very fit people.
Governor of Alaska is gonna have a lot of.
Governor of Alaska is gonna have a lot of trouble. Oh,
a lot of bear attacks.
Oh. Yeah.
I can see Russia, not from my house, but from when I walk across the state.
She cannot see Russia from her house.
I know that. That was a Tina Fey line. I feel like most people know that.
I'm pretty sure that was...
It was a Tina Fey line. She didn't actually say it.
Was that?
Yeah,
it
was
that's sad.
Line. I'm sorry.
That's sad. Honestly, I don't even care.
I read
Such
her
a good impression.
In seventh grade.
Why?
For her memoir. Because
her
I was
memoir?
Raised by
memoir?
Republicans.
Hold on.
Stop.
Memoir?
Memoir.
Duckland?
Duckland. Is actually, you're right, Chris has committed a worse offense on this show, so I'll let this slide. Going Rouge. Go read Going Rouge. Going Rouge. Sarah Palin's memoir.
I also thought that root was route at one point.
Root was route?
Yeah.
R-O-O-T?
R-O-U-T-E. She thought it was pronounced root and route.
It is pronounced root and route, isn't it?
It's you can. I think you can. It's like data and data. I think you can say it both ways.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
The GPS, it goes rerouting. Or when you have, it doesn't say rerouting. It says rerouting.
Or it,
no,
like,
it says rerouting.
Potato, potato.
Don't know what GPS you have.
Tomato, tomato.
Mine says rerouting.
My Siri, rerouting. But granted, my Siri also is Australian. It's great. No.
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 Are you positive?
I'm positive.
But like, I'm never gonna give this up.
Never gonna let it down.
Never gonna run around and hurt you.
Wow. Catherine wants to Rickroll everybody, but I'm protecting.
I really wanted to do it. I'm protecting. About 15 minutes ago.
The dear readers, of which there are still 10.
The award-winning readers.
Still 10.